First up, severe weather in the Dallas, Texas area. Separate tornadoes touched down there yesterday afternoon. Officials urged people to take cover, and they had good reason. It is a little hard to see clearly because the clouds from the storms made it so dark. But you're going to see a large object right there in the middle of the red circle. That thing flying around is a tractor trailer. And it's not the only one. Several trailers flying around in this video. The tornado picked them up and tossed them all over the place like they were just toys. Reports also indicated widespread damage to homes and other buildings in the area. All flights at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport were grounded. Passengers and airport employees were moved into shelters. Yesterday afternoon, officials were trying to figure out just how much damage had been caused. 1,144 delegates, that is the finish line in this year's race for the Republican presidential nomination. On Monday, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney had the most delegates. There were more up for grabs on Tuesday. Maryland and Washington, D.C. held primary elections. So did Wisconsin, and that state was the big prize yesterday. 42 delegates, all going to the candidate that got the most votes. Governor Romney sounded confident heading into Tuesday's contests.
It feels better and better. The support for my campaign is growing stronger and stronger. This was an uphill battle for me if you looked back 3 or 4 weeks ago. And now we're looking like we're going to win this thing.
Former Senator Rick Santorum, who has the second most delegates among Republican candidates, says the race isn't over. He's looking ahead.
The month of May is rich with delegates and are strong states for us. Those are the states that we know we can get this back, right back to where it is right now, which is a lot closer than what Mitt Romney and the pundits are spinning. It's a very close race, and by the end of May, we expect this race to be very close to even.
Go to the spotlight section on our homepage and click on the CNN Election Center for results from Tuesday's primaries. They came in after we produced today's show.
Today's shout-out goes out to Ms. Jones's classes at Enloe High School in Raleigh, North Carolina. Which Nobel Peace Prize winner gave a famous speech called I've Been to the Mountaintop? Was it Nelson Mandela, the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, or Martin Luther King Jr.? You've got 3 seconds. Go. I've Been to the Mountaintop was the title of Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Dr. King made that speech in Memphis, Tennessee on April 3rd, 1968. In the speech, he talked about the fight for equality, saying, quote, I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. King's words turned out to be prophetic. He was assassinated less than 24 hours later. Martin Luther King Jr. was 39 years old when he died. His work with the U.S. Civil Rights Movement earned him that Nobel Peace Prize. When he won it in 1964, he was the youngest person ever to get one. There are events planned all around the U.S. today, the anniversary of his death, to honor Dr. King and his legacy. Shifting gears now, when you apply to college, the first question is usually, will I get in? For a lot of students and their families, the next question is, how will I pay for it? You can apply for scholarships and loans, but Christine Romans talked with a journalist who has some tips on how to cut costs on campus.
More than $22,000 is what you'll need to attend an average public college this year. At private colleges, the average asking price is twice that. Where are you going to come up with all that money? The April issue of Money Magazine uncovered 25 secrets to paying for college. Kim Clark is the senior writer at Money who co-wrote the story. Kim, you say that kids can cut living expenses. They can take cheaper courses. These are two important ways to cut costs.
Right. Well, when you look at that $22,000 number, people don't realize that about $9,000 or $10,000 of that's living costs. That's a great way to cut your expenses. And one way to do that, for example, is to ask for maybe less ritzy dorms. The standard dorms is, you know, shared with one other person. But if you ask to triple up or quadruple up, you can save $1,000, $2,000. Another way is to do some chores. There are co-ops and scholarship houses where you work 4 or 5 hours a week, and you save huge amounts of money. The scholarship houses around the University of Florida, they say it costs only $2,000 a year for room and board, and that's a $6,000 a year savings.
And you can take cheaper courses. How do you do that?
Right. A lot of schools are offering discounted tuition on summer school, and, of course, you can get your prereqs out of the way by taking AP classes or community college courses.
That's really good advice, since we know that 40% of kids who get to school, get to college, still need some remedial math or English.
Right. Community college.
So do that first, so you're not wasting the money on the more expensive course. Kim Clark, thank you so much.
You bet.
For Smart is the New Rich, I'm Christine Romans.